From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. There is just over a year to go before the World Expo opens in Shanghai. China is spending $4 billion, that's twice the cost of the Olympics, on the six-month-long international exhibition. 185 countries have said they'll attend, but so far, the U.S. is not one of them. NPR's Louisa Lim reports that cost is the sticking point, and that the U.S. may be considering a loan from China to get there.
I'm standing in front of a flat, empty construction site at the heart of Shanghai. There's a single small excavator digging here, but there's no major construction work going on. But in just over a year's time, this is supposed to be the site of the US Pavilion for the next World Expo, which opens in May next year. However, so far, the US hasn't been able to raise enough money in order to attend.
We are still quite a ways away from fulfilling that target.
Ellen Ilyasov, co-chair of the proposed U.S. pavilion at the Shanghai World Expo, speaking last month. The U.S. is bound by a 1993 law forbidding federal funding for such events, so she needs to raise $61 million from corporate sponsors for a pavilion, just as the world struggles with its worst recession in more than half a century.
If a company who we had initially approached 6 months ago had been contemplating a donation of $3 to $5 million, they would now probably only be contemplating a donation of maybe $1 to $2 million.
An official Chinese video of the planned pavilions now looks over-optimistic, given the global financial turmoil. Poland has cut 70% of its budget, while the head of the UK team has quit, reportedly over budgetary concerns. Organisers say they believe the US will attend, but they're becoming more concerned. Zhu Yonglei is the Deputy Director General of the Expo Coordination Office.
The failure of the US to attend would be regrettable for the visitors to the event, but I think it would be a greater cause for regret for the US and the American people.
International relations professor Zhu Fang says any U.S. absence would be interpreted as a snub, or worse.
I could imagine some people say, well, the United States is so broke that it cannot even afford to attend such an event, which means, that the world really has changed, in terms of the power structure.
The construction of the enormous Chinese pavilion is already well underway. China's offering a $100 million fund to help developing countries, but the U.S. isn't eligible. U.S. Pavilion co-chair Ilyasov says what's on the table is an interest-free loan from the Chinese organizers, which would allow construction of the U.S. pavilion to begin on schedule. The U.S. would then pay it back after securing corporate funding. It's not a bailout, she stresses, rather a sign of China's commitment to the U.S. pavilion. Others don't like the idea.
As an American, I find that also embarrassing. No, that's not acceptable to me.
Cynthia Barbera is an American businesswoman living in Shanghai. She says she wants to support the U.S. effort in any way she can, but feels a rethink is now necessary.
I think we need to embrace a new creative approach, one that is more green and one that's more lean.
She was one of a group of Americans in Shanghai who drew up rough plans for a cheaper pavilion, which have since been shelved. Producer Ralph Miller, who designed the Coca-Cola pavilion for the Olympics, says the expo team could benefit from further communication with American expats and businesses in Shanghai.
There are potential savings if we could bring everybody together and take a look at it in a fine-tooth way.
So far, just one sponsor, 3M, has signed up. But final negotiations are now underway for the first $5 million sponsor. But the lack of cash is such that the U.S. pavilion team actually had to suspend operations for a while. And the whole team is working pro bono. Ellen Ilyasov describes the stresses.
If I were to ask myself every day, why am I continuing to pursue this, I would get really bollocksed up. So I'm just pursuing every person, every lead, every contact to find a way to make this happen.
3, 2, 1.
400 days to go, and Shanghai Today held a special ceremony to unveil the design of the expo ticket. Against the ticking clock, the U.S. team has pushed back the deadline to confirm its attendance to May the 15th. The proposed pavilion's theme is "Together We're Rising to the Challenge." Given the economic climate, those challenges are far larger than anyone imagined a year ago. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.